From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. U.S. troops and aircraft from bases around the country are moving into position today to carry out the military action that President Bush promised last night. The president said the United States will use every necessary weapon of war to disrupt and defeat global terrorism. That could include missile and bomb attacks. It could also mean special operations. The president said these might remain secret even after they're over. NPR's Tom Jelton reports on special operations and what they might involve.
The president has declared a broad war on terrorism, but also a narrower campaign aimed squarely at Osama bin Laden and his followers. Mr. Bush said the United States either would bring them to justice or bring justice to them. This is where the covert operations would come in. The U.S. military includes units trained to move secretly into hostile territory and capture or destroy a target, Osama bin Laden, for example. Such an effort would require information about bin Laden's whereabouts, of course, but defense analyst Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says it can be done.
If we get intelligence on where bin Laden and his top people are, we will be very effective in getting him and his top cohorts. I think our forces for commando-style operations are excellent. In fact, no one in the world is better. I think we're as good as the Israelis today.
Since 1987, the U.S. military has maintained a separate Special Operations Command based in Tampa, Florida. The Joint Command brings together the famous Green Berets of the U.S. Army and the Navy SEALs, as well as commando units and search and rescue teams from the Air Force. Alan Holmes, a former Assistant Secretary of Defense for Special Operations, says the U.S. military is well prepared for secret missions in the mountains of Afghanistan.
They have all the capability that they need to do the job. Particularly the quiet professionals in the Special Operations Command, because they use stealth and surprise. They prefer to operate at night, and when they get there, violence of action.
What does that mean?
Hit and hit hard.
Bill Flavin, a retired Army colonel with 30 years of experience in Special Operations, says violence is important because drawn-out combat is generally disastrous for small units fighting by themselves.
The key to success in Special Operations is surprise. To completely, immediately overwhelm the other side in a very short period of time to prevent them from reacting. Because special operations are small elements, the danger is for another side who has a lot more equipment, people, we don't want them to react quickly and overwhelm the special operations.
Flavin says a typical special forces unit in the Army would consist of just 12 men, each of whom would have a specialty. Demolition, first aid, weaponry, or intelligence, for example. They're prepared, he says, to spend weeks or months behind enemy lines, though Alan Holmes says such units do need to get fresh supplies now and then.
They get them either through the Army Special Operations Regiment, who were probably the best helicopter pilots in the world. They train almost exclusively at night, or the Air Force Special Operations Command using C-130s and using special navigation, and they would insert them and take them out and resupply them.
In recent years, special forces have assisted in secret operations against drug traffickers in Bolivia. They helped arrange and secure the evacuation of U.S. personnel from Liberia in 1998 during violent street fighting around the U.S. embassy there. From their base at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Army special operatives are now being deployed for the war on Osama bin Laden. The Pentagon will say nothing about their mission, how long it will be, or where it will take them. And Bill Flavin says no one should expect to find out anytime soon.
If the special operations functioned properly, we would probably not know for about 20 years. And any of their successes many times would be attributed to other things, because one of the keys to their success is their own security.
Still, based on history and on the capabilities offered by the Special Operations Command, it is possible to imagine what these units might do in Afghanistan. One inside source briefed on the latest U.S. thinking says covert units are likely to work alongside local rebel groups in Afghanistan, training and assisting those Afghans who are ready to go after Osama bin Laden themselves and have an idea where to find him. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.